For example, Robert, we were at Arnold Schwarzenegger's office for a huge meeting on the Hydrogen Highway. Talk about that.
Well, the exciting thing is that Schwarzenegger is doing the Hydrogen Highway. They're going to build 250 fueling stations across California, and the first ones will be starting construction in July. So it's very exciting, and we up here at Angel's Nest have the first free-range organic hydrogen fueling station in the world, where we take excess waste energy. We take it to electrolyzer, make oxygen, distilled hot water, and gaseous hydrogen. We use that to cook, cool, heat, or fuel the vehicles for free, since the power that we're using is renewable power that's normally thrown away during the day. So we're very excited, and also we can build these fueling stations with thermoblock, which is that material that can go up in a day and a half doing the shell and then putting the systems in and providing fueling stations. So we're quite excited, and again, we lead by example. We're actually doing all these things, and the building we built really was a response to 9/11. When I saw that happen, I realized we have to cut the cord to foreign oil, and the only way to do that is produce your own fuel at your house. Next door, we have a 5,000-acre sustainable community that is going to have these structures in it. There's already 16 structures. We're going to build a hydrogen fueling station there and provide free fuel to everyone that moves there that converts their vehicle, which we can convert any gas vehicle in the United States within 4 hours to gas hydrogen blend, whether they can either run on hydrogen or gasoline. And in a community, and they can fill up at the community hydrogen fueling station and get free fuel. So we are actually doing it. We're actually living it. We're actually practicing it. And we actually can build now buildings cheaper than existing buildings.
Well, and I think that's very interesting. But how can people do that, say, in your average bedroom community, where you're not going to have access to that much yardage? I mean, you don't have that much land to be able to work with systems like that, and the houses are already built. So what do you do with somebody who, say, lives in your kind of typical brick and mortar kind of building?
Wonderful retrofits. We have a DNA wind generator. It looks like it's built on the DNA strand of the human body. It spins in a vortex. It's quiet, and what it does, it can make free range organic hydrogen from the extra power that the house doesn't use. You store it in a hydrogen well, you run it through a plastic fuel cell, or you run it through your fueling station, and you produce your own fuel on a daily basis. You can retrofit existing homes with the solar engine that we have. We have a solar engine that follows the sun, creates heat, runs a generator, and then we produce power from that. We also use hypane, which is hydrogen blended with propane, making a super fuel. It doubles the so-called mileage of it. It's twice as clean and twice as efficient. We have high fuel, which means you blend hydrogen into biodiesel, diesel, or French fry oil. Again, it makes the fuel more efficient. It cleans it. So we don't get rid of any of the fossil fuels that are out there. What we end up doing, until they're phased out in 20 or 30 years, we make them more productive and more clean. We have 7 fuels in our building, and we do not exclude oil companies' fuel. What we do is we clean their fuel up and make it more efficient until the time comes when we become a fuel hydrogen economy. So we use solar, wind, biofuel, high pain, hydrogen fuel cells, and we have an energy pod in our building that can be plugged into any building in the United States.
Okay.
And fuel the house.
So let's talk about the conspiracy. What you all believe is going on right now, this disinformation campaign about global warming that is creating more of an atmosphere for petroleum exploration. Who's behind this? Is it just Exxon and Mobil? Is it just one or two? And how much money and where is this going and what are they paying for?
Well, if we look at, first of all, we import 10 million barrels on average, barrels of oil per day, most of it from the Middle East. At $60 a barrel, we're spending about $219 billion per year on foreign oil. A lot of those oil companies, the Exxon Mobils, the Royal Dutch Shells, they actually have contracts in the Middle East, so they're still making large profits from importing oil. They bring in the crude oil, which they get, you know, profits on per barrel, and then they refine it here in this country. So even though the goal of the movement is to at least reduce that number, the 10 million barrels of oil a day, and create part of our energy to get us off of foreign oil. I mean, to give the Middle East $200 billion a year in foreign oil, I mean, what do they do with all that money? They're buying our stock exchange. They're buying our real estate. They're sending their kids to the best universities in America, which a lot of American families can't even afford. If we could keep $200 billion a year in our own economy to bring the money back home, just for those who don't even believe in the conspiracy, that alone would be a national achievement. And I think, you know, what Robert's talking about are there are technologies that work today that are not futuristic. When we had our meeting at Schwarzenegger's office, I think it was about, 6 months ago, we attended this meeting. Schwarzenegger has a plan to get 1 million homes in California running on solar power to free up electricity that you need to manufacture hydrogen from water. So who is behind the conspiracy? It's really everyone in America. We buy foreign oil. If Americans start converting their homes, start becoming more energy efficient, there is no conspiracy because we as a team can bring that money back home. There really is no conspiracy. It's simply oil companies give us what we want. We have all the power. I mean, I was in City Hall, Santa Monica, filming a solar panel array that is recharging a fleet of 12 Toyota RAV4 electric vehicles, each that get about 120 miles per recharge. And, you know, this is an energy independence example. You don't have to pay for energy if you have an electric car that runs on energy you produce at home. And Robert points out that you can use excess solar that your home, once your panels fill your batteries up for your home use, all the energy is getting thrown away. So you can capture that energy and use the electricity to make hydrogen from water. And hydrogen gives you a little more torque, a little more power than electric cars do, so you can run your Hummer. He started out with a green Hummer that we were driving around Los Angeles with the big stickers on it, green Hummer, to prove that you could have your luxury SUV. His motto is, it's not the fuel. What do you say, Robert? It's not the fuel.
It's not a bad vehicle. It's only bad fuel.
It's only bad fuel. I mean, you can be using biodiesel. You can be using hydrogen that you make. The real goal here is to bring the $219 billion a year on foreign oil home and have that money circulating in our economy for American families rather than for foreigners who are just buying up our country. We're selling America by throwing away that money every single year.